So here we go. Time for that second date update. CK and Carmen, it's B95, Fresno's home for hip hop and hits. Isaiah, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up?
What's up, man? All right, so you went on a date with Angel. Talk to us about that.
Angel and I went out. We had a great time. We went out, we were roller skating, and both of us loved to roller skate. And,
okay.
She was phenomenal. She was really good at it, a little better than I was, and I failed a couple of times, but she thought it was amusing. And
you know what? Let me say this real quick before you go any further. That seems like that's a cool first date.
That does seem like a cool date, though.
You know?
I just bought my son a pair of his first
roller skates.
He's so excited because he's been going to the rink. And, yeah, it is. It's like I never really thought about that, but that's a nice first date.
You know what it does? I mean, it just shows kind of like a vulnerable side. I mean, unless
vulnerable
you're really
side, yeah,
good.
That's true.
Like, because I'm not really good at roller skating. Like, I'm decent, but I'm not really good. Like, I can fall.
Right.
So my whole point is, you're just kind of vulnerable out there. You're having a good time. Neither one of you are super great at it.
Yeah.
You know. So I just think that's a cool first date.
Well, clearly she's better than him because he fell a couple times.
Right. He fell a couple times.
But you said she was laughing?
Yeah, she was laughing. She thought it was cute. And we really had a good time. The date was like bomb. It was like, you know, we had good chemistry. And then after we left there, we went to grab some food. I think we had some Chinese food.
Like, nice.
Yeah, really good. And we hung out, had some drinks. We watched some kind of a movie, some independent art house film that she wanted to see. It was cool. And overall, we had a good time. The vibe was, you know, the vibe was chill. And then we went back to my place, and it was perfect. I thought she was cool. You know, she was like the one, and to the point where we started to treat together, but right in the middle of everything, her mom called, and then she just suddenly left.
Wait. So you guys actually got to the point where y'all slept together?
We were getting ready to. We were like, you know, we had, but you know,
it was getting hot and heavy.
It was getting hot and heavy.
All right, you know, okay.
Getting to the R and the X.
Okay.
And when we were, you know, getting ready to, you know, getting ready to sleep together, she said her mom needed her, and she just darted out. Like, she left suddenly.
Wow.
I was kind of like, what? What happened?
Now, we've seen these situations before when people get that fake call. It's like, come and get me out of this.
My mom just called.
But this one, I don't know. This one seems like it may be real. Like, maybe there was an emergency.
Right. Now, does she have kids? Because what if, like, the mom was watching the kids, and then the kid woke up in the middle of the night not feeling good?
I really don't know. I'm kind of like, I'm confused as to why she would leave, because we really had a good time. We had good chemistry. I know she enjoyed herself. You know, we enjoyed the Art House movie. I even thought the Art House movie was decent. It was amazing.
He's like, what the hell happened?
Right, like everything was real good.
So you reached out to her after that, and you haven't heard much?
She hasn't responded to any of my texts or my calls or anything.
Okay. Ooh, okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to get Angel on the phone. We're going to figure out what happened. We're going to see if we can make a second date happen. But more importantly, I want to know why her mama called her in the middle of the night.
Yeah, or if it was really mama calling her.
Ah, hold on a sec. Don't go anywhere, okay?
All right.
So what's Angel going to say? You're going to find out next inside this second date update. CK and Carmen, is B95.
What's poppin'?
Isaiah got ghosted on, but you know what, CK and Carmen? We're going to get down to the real nitty-gritty and hopefully make a second date happen. It's B95, and I believe we have Angel on the phone.
Yes, this is her.
Hey, Angel, what up? It's CK and Carmen from B95.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up, Angel?
So we are calling you because apparently you went on a date recently. Do you remember?
Yes, I remember.
Oh, wait, you know what? You gave us such good energy, I forgot to ask the most important question. Is it okay if we use your voice on the radio to make this second date happen?
Yes, can we?
Of course.
All right. Let's continue on now.
So
go ahead.
You went on a date, and you said with who?
With Isaiah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. How was the date with you and Isaiah?
It was great until it wasn't.
Okay, you got to explain that.
Please.
So, everything was fine. Everything was nice. I was laughing, having a good vibe, you know. The Chinese food, the drinks, real casual.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when it got to, you know, bedroom time,
Damn, you ain't playing around. You didn't even talk about going roller skating. You're like, man, we had Chinese food. We went straight to the bedroom.
Well, she sounds a little traumatized right now.
Oh, okay.
That's
so you're going to tell us why you're traumatized.
I'm trying to tell you where it went wrong. And then there's, like, a couple raindrops falling on me. You know, the sweat drops. And I'm like...
Wait. Did you say some sweat drops?
Yeah, the raindrops.
So...
So he was sweating a little bit.
A little bit, but it's okay. It was okay
because
I'm a trooper, you know?
Right. You just went right through that. You're like, okay, one drop, windshield wipe, right. And keep it moving.
Right. Then I look up, and one got me in the eye, and I said, oh, no, it's time to pack it up. I got to go.
You're like, I can't do it.
My eye was burning. I'm trying to, like, rub my eye, and I'm like, quick things. Oh, my mom needs me.
Your mom? Okay. Now it's making sense.
Yeah, so the excessive sweating made you have mom call you and save you.
Yeah, I said my mom was calling me. Like, I got to go. Roped him off, got dressed as I was running for the door, heading for the hills. Had to go.
Wow, dang.
Well, I mean, Isaiah, now that you know that you're sweating all over her, what are your thoughts, man?
So, you know, I had fans, but it was kind of hot in the house that day. You know, it was a hot day.
But you didn't realize you were sweating on her?
I didn't even know that, man. Our date was so perfect, though. We went skating.
Sweating on her, bro. Like, you literally started sweating on her.
I mean, yeah, which you didn't realize you were sweating that much.
I just think that's a lot of sweating.
He was probably like, listen, I ain't worried about no sweat. Let me get this real quick.
So, I mean, Angel, it was that bad? Like,
this woman is not a real man.
Say it again.
Like, you got to sweat a little bit.
Yeah, okay, all right.
That's because you could tell you putting to work.
I was burning.
I mean, yeah, you do bring up a good point there, Angel. Like, her eye was burning, bruh.
You should have said something. You should have been, oh, damn, got some of your sweat in my eye. All right. Let me move positions real quick.
Right, you know what? You could have adjusted that. Like,
we still could have kept going.
Right, because my thing is, if the sweat got in your eye, that tells me what position he was in.
Yeah, because I feel like, too, the sweat, I don't know, it just wouldn't be a deal breaker just yet.
I mean, you could have rotated, and then maybe you could have been the one putting the sweat on him.
Yeah, true.
You see what I'm saying, Angel?
I mean, there was no AC there.
I see what you're saying. But the hot and heavy was just too hot and heavy. I couldn't do it.
It was too much for her. Some people just can't handle that. And some people just kind of get grossed out by it.
I understand that. And I get that maybe your eye was burning. But we're on the phone for a reason. And that reason is to make a second date happen. And here's the good news. Y'all enjoyed each other's company.
You did.
You laughed. You had a good time.
You did.
Y'all watched movies. Y'all started to have sex.
Like, it was good up until it wasn't.
Right, and we have told you, like Ariana Grande said, positions, you could rotate them and make this work in your favor, Angel.
Oh, we should go to my house.
Hey.
Okay, that sounds like a deal.
Okay. He's like, I'm trying to get that round two, baby. Round two, no sweat.
She's trying to get round one, no sweat.
That's true.
Round one, no sweat. All right.
Okay. One got to do a do-over. That's for sure.
The remix.
Do-over is necessary. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm happy that we can make it happen today, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank
y'all have fun.
There you go. Second date update. CK and Carmen, B95.